This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Tomorrow, Farmers Grain will be hosting a customer appreciation cookout at the Fillmore location. Here's Spencer Jensen with more information.
The Nokomis FFA is going to be grilling for us. And, you can take a look around. We just built another new bin this year to handle all your storage needs. And we just want to say thank you to all of our customers. So come by, have a good day, and hang out for a few hours. And we can also get our online portal system set up for customers as well. So hope to see you all there.
Be sure to come out and enjoy some barbecue. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has a cover crop and strip-till cost program. Here's Cord Louie, the resource conservationist with the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District, with more information.
Yeah, so recently we've sort of been graced by the government of Illinois to have some money to do a cost share program. And this is funds that we haven't been overly or had access to recently in the past, but this year we were granted some money. So this money it's not operations money that we have. It's money that's specifically used for the sake of cost share and putting conservation on the ground. And so this year we were given a little over $11,000, I believe, to sort of put conservation on the ground. Now we use some of that, as some of you may know, for our strip till and cover crop field day that we had last week. On top of that, we were using the rest of the money, about $9,500, to put cover crops and or strip till on the ground. So right now we're sort of taking a general sign up to promote both of those.
And is there a limit on acres for either or both of the cover crop or strip till cost sharing program?
So there is. There's a 40-acre limit. And if you sign up to do strip till, there may be a little bit of wiggle room there. We were sort of recently looking at how much we can cost share per acre when it comes to strip till. And we sort of realized after talking to some people in the area who have strip till that they might need a few more acres per plot to sort of justify them driving to a plot. That being said, as far as exact numbers, for cover crops, we can cost share $20 an acre up to 40 acres. And then on the strip till, we're doing 40 acres, but it's a cost share of $10 an acre rate.
And are there any stipulations with these programs, such as like you have to live in Montgomery County or anything like that?
Yes, so you do have to live in Montgomery County. That's sort of one thing. Every county is given sort of the same amount to sort of say, hey, okay, you guys can do with this whatever you want. Like I said, we're choosing to do a cover crop and a strip-till cost share program in combination with our cover crop meeting. But Macoupin County or Christian County might choose to do something different. But for us and what we're doing, you have to at least have the property has to be in Montgomery County. So if you happen to be from a neighboring county but you own land in Montgomery County, we can work with that then too.
Stay tuned to hear more about cost and how to apply for this program after these messages. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has a cover crop and strip-till cost-sharing program. The program received money from the state to get conservation practices on the ground. Here's Cord Louie, the resource conservationist with the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District.
So we have a state cost share rate, and this is just a list that the Department of Ag puts out that says we believe these are the averages of what it costs to put something on the ground, whether it's strip till, which strip till happens to be $20 an acre, which a couple people that I talked to, that seems to be about on the money. Now, our district chose to say we're going to cover 50% of that. So we'll cover, if you choose to come in and do an application for strip till, we'll go ahead and cover 50% of the cost of that, or the $10 an acre that we talked about earlier. Cover crops is a little bit more of a tricky one when it comes to what we chose to cost share on. So we sort of took a look at some prices of some different things, and that's sort of how we came up with our $20 an acre. Again, it's not something where we want to assume all of the risk. it is a cost-sharing program. So it's something where we want to see somebody try this. We want to see new people try new things. And if it means that, you know, we can use our cost share to sort of help soak up a little bit of the cost, that's our goal. But not by any stretch of the imagination is this the money that we're going to give you is going to cover everything that you do. If you're thrifty with the money and you can spend it that way, then that works out great. But like I said, this isn't by any stretch of the imagination to get rich quick. So,
and what's the deadline to apply for these programs?
So the deadline, this was sort of something that that I had a little bit of an issue with, being as it's about as late as it is. And I'm sure I've talked to some farmers around the county, and they're saying, well, we'll be in the field, you know, Labor Day weekend. But the deadline for it is the 7th of September. I have to be able to sort of get some quick turnaround and be able to score the sheets if we have enough applications. If we have more applications than we have money, then I'm going to do a prioritization, but that'll be the application sheet that you'll fill out. One side note to this sort of too is, it's not something that you'll get the money right up front. So what's going to happen is, if it's something you're interested in doing and we accept your application and we're willing to issue the cost share, it'll be one of those things where you'll get the money in the spring. So you'll have to soak up all the cost up front. But then once we are able to go out there in the spring and we're able to see, hey, yeah, you got this growing out there, you know, and we can sort of field verify is the term that we use, then that's the point when we'll issue the cost share funds. It won't be a right up front matter.
And where can listeners sign up or find more information?
So you can always come into the office. You can shoot me a phone call. The office at the phone number at the office is 217-532-3361. And the extension right to my desk is 112. If I don't pick up, I always tell people, leave a message. We are a field office. Sometimes we're out surveying or we're out doing something else, and nobody's in the office. So I'll give you the extension right to my desk. Again, that's extension 112. And feel free to leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as quickly as I can.
That was Cord Louie from the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District. That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.